Mornings from 5 to 10. WJFK. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
He must be on some kind of medication. He's actually good.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Get right to the phones right now and give away a prize. I love to give things away. Makes me very happy. Hello, who's this?
Are you the 100th? Am I the 100th caller?
You are. Who is this?
This is Nikolai Biancari.
Nikolai what?
Biancari.
It almost sounds like you're saying Nikolai John Kerry. Nikolai, how old are you?
I am 11.
11 years old?
Wow.
Yeah.
And you like that Irish step dancing, huh?
Yes, I do.
Well, guess what, Nikolai? You are caller 100. You won a pair of tickets to see Riverdance live at Wolf Trap next Thursday, May 29th. For more information and tickets, call 877-WOLF-TRAP or go to wolftrap.org. Congratulations, Nikolai.
Thank you.
Thank you
stay
very
off
much.
The internet,
that's
Nikolai.
Right. And Nikolai, you're not supposed to listen to this program unless you have adult supervision, okay?
Okay.
Because we say nasty things occasionally. That is Nikolai, everybody. Now let's get back to our final buzz of the afternoon. Mr. Buzz Burbank, maybe we won't argue as much as we did the last time.
I doubt
that. Yes, we will.
That.
Hey, shut up!
You can now go to jail for not mowing your lawn.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob.
In Canton, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
The city's been spending $250,000 a year going around mowing lots that are owned by somebody else.
Really?
The city does this to prevent the spread of rats and insects.
Rats on the east side, bed bugs uptown.
Sure, some of the homes have been foreclosed, but in a lot of cases, homeowners apparently don't have the time or the money or the guilt it takes to keep up a lawn.
This Man, there's Canton? One.
Yes, Canton, Ohio.
Well, Barty could cut the grass up there. I'm done. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Buzz.
Under the new law, not mowing your lawn could mean 30 days in jail and a $250 fine. That's only for repeat offenders, of course. City officials are promising not to use the law against senior citizens.
There is one house in my neighborhood that I've always been fascinated by because it's small enough where it looks like if you just put a couple thousand dollars into it, you'd be able to renovate it.
Right.
But it also could perhaps have like stacks of dead bodies on the inside.
I've seen every neighborhood has
but,
one of
you
those.
Know, we do the whole, and I'm giving things away here, we do the whole city ordinance thing where you have the pooper scooper and you have to put it in a little plastic bag.
Right.
I always hope the beluga holds it till he gets to that house.
To the evil house.
Because that's the house that I don't have to pick it up.
The grass is so long it hides
it's
all
It's very
evidence.
Long and nobody lives there. And he's like, Beluga, go to this house. Yeah, atta boy. That's a good boy in the tall grass.
No wonder
thanks for leaving your poopies.
Grass is always greener.
Yes, sir.
And today's What Could Possibly Go Wrong spotlight is on the car dealership in Butler, Missouri that's offering a choice of incentives for car buyers. They can either get $250 worth of gas with their purchase or a semi-automatic handgun.
Yeah, baby.
Walter Moore of Max Motors says most people choose the gun.
Yeah, semi-automatic handgun.
That's right.
Long day.
Been up long?
Semi-automatic handgun.
So what's good with $10 of gas? I mean, it's 10 gallons is all.
I like drinking it.
You can get a lot more gas with the gun.
That's true. If you use it right, Buzz.
Oh, there's been another unfortunate accident involving a gun safety class. Major Donald Lamar, a firearms instructor in New Bedford, Massachusetts, was teaching his class when he shot a hole in his pants with a Glock handgun.
In his leg or his pants?
In his pants.
Okay.
I'm Don Lamar.
Did you ever see the thing on the video where the guy's training people on how
yes,
to use the gun and he shoots himself in the foot
fantastic.
And he finishes his lecture?
Delightful video.
I love that.
One official calls this incident an error in judgment to have a loaded weapon in a gun safety class.
What is wrong with you?
Exactly. Bet you didn't see this one coming. A new study shows that the more we ban cigarette smoking in bars, the more drunk driving deaths we have.
Oh, God.
Researchers at the University of Wisconsin have looked at data from around the country, and they've studied the before and the after.
Right.
The economics professor there didn't believe his eyes at first, but he found that, among other things, smokers will drive further to get to or from a bar that allows smoking.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't think of that, but it's absolutely logical. Sure.
Drive past a half dozen bars to get to a county or a state where smoking is allowed in bars.
Yeah, we allowed smoking in my joint when it was open.
Just as they would if they wanted fireworks or lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm.
The professor also is wondering if being prohibited from smoking somehow makes us drink more.
No, but I buy the thing about people driving further to get to a place where they can socialize. I mean,
and then
cigarette smokers will drive, a long way just to be able to smoke if they can't smoke close to home.
Right? Cigarette smoking is unbelievable. I mean, how many times have you seen someone like standing in the rain have a cigarette? I love beer as much as I love almost anything in the world. I would never stand in the rain to drink a beer.
Have you ever smoked? Yeah, cigarettes on any kind. Yeah. Smoke like if we go out to a social event
and
or something.
In college, quite a few.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, when you really get grabbed by the addiction, I mean, nicotine.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
It's more addictive than cocaine, and you will do anything and
they
go
say
anywhere.
It's on par with heroin.
And when I look back to when I was smoking, it really blows my mind. Some of the scenarios where I would be smoking, you know, standing out in the pouring rain,
smoke. Yeah, a former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop is the one who said that nicotine is actually more addictive than heroin. And as the Keith Richards of smoking, I believe him.
It'd be great if you could, like, smoke a cigarette and then have that heroin high. Hey, how you doing, Mick? That's great. I just had a Marlboro. I'm so very sleepy.
I'd love to have heroin with C. Everett Koop.
You know, if it did have that kind of effect.
Have heroin. That's not a word, is it?
Have heroin.
I love to have heroin. Yeah,
have you heroin. No heroin?
Yeah, you have a little heroin cigarette right before that meeting we went to today.
A lawsuit challenging the military's policy on gays and lesbians was thrown out of court, but now it's back.
Really?
A federal appeals court in California yesterday revived the lawsuit that challenges the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Just have heroin.
Have heroin in the form of a cigarette.
The lawsuit was filed by a woman, Major Margaret Witt, a decorated flight nurse who served 2 years in the Air Force. She was discharged after somebody asked or told.
You know what Margaret Witt would say when she had family around during the holidays, when they'd be surrounding her? Uh-huh. He had all her wits about her. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. It has been a long day.
It has been a really long day. All right, hold on, Mike. Let me just, thank you. Hit myself with that.
The case was thrown out 2 years ago, but some judges are now having second thoughts, at least about hearing the case.
Right. Well, she's half right. And I'm sorry.
Half wit?
Yes, thank you.
I was going to go like a midget wrote with that.
Oh, really? Like wit? Little wit?
No, half wit.
Half wit. Oh, mini wit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton.
Here's Buzz.
I'm stunned. I can't speak. Hillary Clinton may not go quietly into that good night.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
She says she's willing to carry into the convention her fight to seat the delegates from Florida and Michigan, and she's getting some help. Today, Michigan Democrats filed suit against the Democratic National Committee.
Great.
And so here we go, folks.
Hey, that's it. Bury the candidate, guy.
See you at the convention.
Good job, Democratic Party.
And finally, nice weather and the clothes come off.
Yeah, baby.
In New Zealand, a woman headed for an ATM found herself the target of wolf whistles and catcalls.
You're the best at it.
Excuse me, that wasn't very good.
It's pretty good.
God, that's loud.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
She gave the construction workers exactly what they wanted.
Okay.
This woman stripped off all of her clothes on a public street.
I don't think she went that far, Rob.
No, not three guys at once?
Made her ATM transaction.
Yes.
Got dressed and walked away.
Wow. That's
a good show.
Sexy.
Well, that's hot.
Yeah, Paris.
She explained to the cop she was just tired of being pestered. He let her go with a reminder about local nudity laws.
Watch out for it, love.
Not a warning. Mm-hmm. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
Thank you.
What a show we had today. I want to thank America's Most Wanted, John Walsh. Go down to the Museum of Crime. Is it the Museum of Crime and Punishment?
Punishment, that's it. And we have to go to that.
Yeah, we're going to definitely check that out. Also, Richard Belzer. His show, of course, is Law and Order SVU.
Awesome.
And also the premiere of Last Comic Standing Tonight.
On NBC.
And also our in-studio friend, Mr. Dave Price from the early show on CBS. We covered three different networks today. I think that's pretty good.
I think that's excellent.
Very, very good stuff.
And support his website, Semper.com.
Oh, yeah, he's in town for that tonight.
It's phones for the troops.
And I would say I hope he doesn't have to go out to Denver to cover that, but he likes to travel. That's what he said, but we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. So you might see him out in Denver, Colorado tomorrow. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener. What?
I said wit.
Wit. Our phone screener is Joe Hardinger. You can tell when he gets tired. Shut up! The Mike O'Mara Show. I'm just trying to get out of here, okay? It comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Rob's Mouth Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, make a statement to the oil companies. Replace. I hope this works.
We'll find out.
I'm punchy tired.
If it doesn't, we're out of here.
Reminding you to make a statement to the oil companies. Replace the word oil in your vocabulary with the F word. You'll really be sending a message when you order a salad with F and vinegar, or you keep your skin young with F.
half of Olay, or you play the Tin Man in your costume. Wait a minute. Or you play the Tin Man at your costume party telling everyone, F me, F me. So long, everybody. We'll see you for the Big Hog Fest tomorrow, and good night.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.